Okay, I was asked to speak about this topic of still feeling excitement in your learning after you're back from Eretz Yisrael a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, and things start to set in, life starts to set in. And a lot of times, a lot of people lose that excitement. And clearly, every single time of your life, it's a little bit of a different feeling that people have. When I came back from Eretz Yisrael, I was really determined that YU for me would be as close as I possibly could have to the Eretz Yisrael experience. At least, the first year. The first year at the beginning, I tried to make it. I said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm in KBY. I go to college in the afternoon from 3 to 6, but I'm in KBY. That's not so practical for everybody. It depends on what you major in, and clearly as time goes on, so it's not going to be that way. If we've seen it once, we've seen it a million times. When we were in yeshiva, we were on fire, we were growing, taking upon ourselves new things every day, really being able to see real growth from month to month, if not from week to week. Then you have Shana Bet for some people, which we'll talk about in a minute. The rarefied air of the Beis Medrash of Eretz Yisrael. You're really in a groove, no distractions, an amazing way to lay the foundation of a life dedicated to Limud HaTorah. And we see many guys who fizzle out when they come back. Now imagine if you're on this thing listening to me, so you're not fizzling out, but apparently people who listen to this, and a few people mentioned this, that a lot of times various aspects of it, you start fizzling out and start questioning yourself. And clearly this is a very, very mistaken and wrong impression that a lot of people get caught in this trap of like all or nothing, like all or nothing. Like if I can't get back to the way I was in yeshiva, if I can't get back to that nirvana that I felt when I'm like pumping all day long, then like I must be doing nothing. And therefore people start to like lose excitement and lose passion. And nothing's further from the truth. I think that the years in Eretz Yisrael are awesome for like falling in love with learning, for making learning a permanent part of your life. And the levels that we achieve in yeshiva are certainly admirable. It's really not what real life is for most people. The yeshiva life in Eretz Yisrael is not what real life is for most people. It's a great foundation. It's a great start, but we have to realize that when we come back, we're not expected to have that. It doesn't make sense to have that same level of all day long intensity that every minute, you're using for that. It's just not what real life is about. Life has Torah and college. Life has Torah and dating. Life has Torah and earning a living. So it's great as a foundation. And in many cases, we got turned on there, myself included. I got very turned on to learning in Eretz Yisrael, and that's great. At the same time, we need to know that after you come back, it's a different stage. It's a different stage. And we have to figure out what of the Eretz Yisrael experience do we take with us? And what do we realize that it's a different stage. Now we need to be okay with growing maybe in smaller amounts every day, maybe not by the leaps and bounds that we grew in yeshiva, and that's fine. And that's what Hashem wants from us. And people gotta stop like comparing life in college or life in young married life. Stop comparing it to your life in Eretz Yisrael. It's not supposed to be like that. And it's absurd to think it's going to be the same way. It's ridiculous. So let's try to decide. Let's try to take it apart a little bit and see what from the Eretz Yisrael experience should we be keeping with us, and what not. It's a different stage. Now I would say, and this might sound strange, but in yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, we could afford a little bit more to waste time. You're learning all day long, so it's like you're not like mamish making. In most cases, you're not using every minute on the hour. You're not using every minute of the 60 minutes of the hour. You're not using every hour on the day because you got like all these days. So there's time to hack. There's time to drink coffee. There's time to this and time to that. It could be, in order to maximize our Chutz La'aretz experience, actually, paradoxically, we have to become bigger masmidim. You got to use the times that we do have to learn. That's why over the Shabbos in Wayu, I really want to thank so many guys for coming. And Wayu is really very beautiful. I really got to connect with a lot of guys. I kept on talking about leaving your cell phone outside the base medrash. It's so important that when you have a Seder, the cell phone is away. It's just not there. You can't check it in between Rashi's or in between Taisusim. You can't do that. It's got to be out. The time that you got there, it's got to be, every Seder becomes more chashuv. Yeah, every Seder becomes more chashuv. Chazara becomes more important. To review, you know, and not to feel like, because in Eretz Yisrael, you could just like, oh, I'll learn this, I'll learn that, I'll do that, I'll do that. You're all over the place and you're learning this and that. You have to like sort of consolidate and like, when you have opportunities to learn, try to review it, try to figure out a system to make sure it sticks with you. Because in Eretz Yisrael, you're in learning the whole day. So, you know, but here, well, you got college, you got other things. So what you learn, you got to try to review and try to retain what you learn more by reviewing, setting up a system for review. Certainly, most of you guys are in YU. As we spoke about over Shabbos, there's a lot more guys there. It's a broader experience. And I think we have to make sure to develop certain understandings and sensitivities to guys who aren't quite on our level that you don't in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. In Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, you know, the yeshivas are rather monolithic. It's, you know, pretty much rather monolithic. But now we have to develop a more diverse worldview and realize that not everybody went to our yeshiva. Not everybody had a successful experience in yeshiva. Not everybody went to yeshiva, period. We're meeting with a lot of other kids, so we have to develop a sensitivity, and that can't, like, get us down. We have to realize that's the metzius. That's the metzius of where we find ourselves. It's more broad, and I'm going to argue in a minute that it could even be stronger. I will tell you that, again, maybe the hanhala of Yeshiva HaKotel might not want to hear this, but like my son-in-law likes to say, he grew very much, very beautifully as an Eretz Yisrael, but I think he grew in YU even more. Some people grow in YU even more than in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll talk about that in a minute, why I think that's so. Not everybody, but some people. We need to realize that it's okay if we're not learning the same amount of hours, but while we are involved in learning, it's got to be with the same energy. We're totally zoned in and focused in. There's so much less time to waste. There's no reason at all that we can't bring the same fire, the same passion, the same level of energy to our learning in Chutz La'aretz as in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we don't have that Avir Eretz Yisrael, but a base medrash is also like Avir Eretz Yisrael. We'll have less hours, but we shouldn't have less passion. Keeping your passion on fire during the Seder is so important in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe it's more important. Continuing to learn Musar is important. And the joke about learning Musa is, right, if you only have 10 minutes to learn Musa, because then you realize you'll have more time, right? If you learn Musa, you realize you have more time to learn. But learning, having a Musa Seder to make sure, because in Eretz Yisrael, your whole day is a Musa Seder. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you're flying, you're... But you should, I really believe, especially here, everyone should have some kind of short Seder in Musa. I like to say the difference between Shana Aleph and Shana Bet, and maybe for, obviously everybody has their own experience, but in some ways, Shana Aleph is like, wow, you're falling in love with learning. Shana Bet is more like learning becomes a normal, healthy, regular part of life. A regular part of life. It's not, you're not so excited, and it's not so exciting. It's regular life, Shana Bet. It's like, it's not like a trip, it's not like you're getting exciting anymore. This is who I am. I'm a Ben Torah. I learn. That's what I do. Like I eat and I drink and I sleep, I learn. It's not a big deal. And I think that the reason why some people grow more in a place like YU or a place like, you know, even in a secular college is because it's actually more like regular life. So it's like more sustainable. It's more sustainable in the long term when you're not learning all day. Learning all day is not sustainable for most people in the long term. But learning, you know, two solid starim, a morning Seder and a night Seder, that's like real life. Like eating and drinking. This is what a Jew does. This is who we are. So Shmiras Hasdarim is really crucial. Whatever starim you take for yourself, keep them. Tefillah B'tzibur is so important in Chutz Laretz. I know some yeshivish places, they don't put such an emphasis on Tefillah B'tzibur, but for us, Tefillah B'tzibur has to be a sine qua non. Tefillah B'tzibur is so crucial to keep you in on the straight and narrow. Again, Shmiras Hasdarim, but you don't have to become the Rosh Kol B'nai Agola by tomorrow. You just Shmiras Hasdarim, just keep the starim that you have, keep the davening, keep the starim. Don't get down over the fact that this is not Eretz Yisrael. And some of the jealousy that we had in yeshiva, the Kinas Sofrim, was not a good thing. So now in Chutz Laretz, we're not competing anymore. That's like an immature thing, competing who's going to learn the longest, who's going to stay up the latest in the Beis Medrash. Now it's regular life. You're only competing against yourself. Chevra becomes even more important. Staying with a chevra of B'nai Aliyah. It's so important to hang out with a chevra of B'nai Aliyah. Doesn't have to be from the same yeshiva you went to. Guess what? There's some chevra from other yeshivas, not your yeshiva, that are also B'nai Aliyah. But the key is to be a Ben Aliyah your whole life. To be a Ben Aliyah your whole life. To hang out with B'nai Aliyah. Look to connect to Gedolei Torah. You have to have a Rebbe. You have to run all your major life decisions by Gedolei Torah. They'll keep you honest. They'll make sure you're not settling. You need a Rebbe for life. Go find one. He'll keep you inspired. He'll keep you honest. You'll feel obligated to make better choices with the guidance of a Rebbe. It's so, so, so important. Game changer. We spoke about it earlier. If you're learning, by definition, you're growing. Don't check yourself every day or every week or every month. You're learning. You're keeping to your starim. Your cell phone's outside the Beis Medrash. You're growing. Don't change your language. No need to allow Chutz Laretz to creep in. And just the last thing I have to say before I respond to any comments is that small things can make a very big difference. I'm a very big fan of things like Asher Yatzar. I'm a very big fan of a person, after he leaves the bathroom, to stop, not to walk anywhere, just stop for a second. Close your eyes. And think about what life would be like if the openings of your body didn't work normally. Asher Yatzar. It's a game changer. Birchas HaMazon. Okay, that's a little longer. It's a little hard to focus for a whole Birchas HaMazon. But, you know, these things I think become more important in Chutz Laretz. Because it's our check-in. It's like it keeps us honest. It keeps us connected. Asher Yatzar is like, I don't know, if you're like me, you go into the bathroom multiple times because I'm on a crazy diet, so I'm drinking tea all day. So there's plenty of opportunities for Asher Yatzar. So Asher Yatzar is very important. It's a really great way to connect, to show appreciation. Anyway, these are some of my thoughts, but if you guys have any questions or pushback or whatever else, please feel free to reach out if anybody has any questions you want me to speak about. Aaron Mayer.
Hey, Rebbe, thanks so much. This might be two questions, which it is. How would Rebbe suggest either prioritizing either Chazara or moving ahead? How should one like manage what they learn? I mean, there's so many like topics like Machshava Tanakh, Musar, what should one prioritize?
So I just want to tell you that in my lifetime, Eschata Ayani Maskir Hayom, I did not review nearly enough. And I will tell you that had I learned half of what I learned in my lifetime, but reviewed the half instead of learning double, I would know 10 times today as much as I actually really know. You got to learn less. I don't know. I had like a Yetzer Hara, and I say Yetzer Hara, like I got to turn over more dafim. I got to finish more mesechtas. It's a Yetzer Hara. It's just a Yetzer Hara. You don't know anything. You're just turning pages. So I really feel like Chazar had to prioritize again, you know, like a half a Seder. You know, I don't know if you have a morning Seder, you should use some time at night to review, to consolidate. You should use some time. In terms of what to learn, I would urge you to learn that which you enjoy learning the most. That's what I would tell you to learn. Halacha, Navi, Chumash, Hashkafa, it's all great. It's all great. I think everyone should learn Gemara. I think everyone should learn Gemara. I think Gemara is the meat and potatoes. But I think after that, after your main Seder a day in Gemara, you should learn what you enjoy learning. If you like Chassidus, you can do that. I think today was Reb Shaila's yard site, I guess. But anyway. Yes, Ellie.
Thanks so much, Rabbi. Does Rabbi think that the yeshivas at a certain point, you take a little bit more achrayus in terms of, like, I guess either transitioning or just it's not their job. Their job is to inspire them, get them on fire, and then kind of dump them in YU, and then, you know, we kind of deal with the fallout now.
So I think some of the yeshivas have like a representative on campus that represents their yeshivas. Was that a thing of the past, or does that still exist? Does that exist, or?
I think the two actually has, right? But only the two right now.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's my response to that, Ravelli. In a perfect world, that would be true. But like, you know what I feel like? I feel like the elementary schools blame the kindergartens. The high school blame the elementary schools. The yeshiva in Israel blames the high school. YU blames the yeshiva in Israel. You know, we can't play the blame game. You know, we have a matzav the way it is. You know, the matzav is the way it is. So now it's YU's turn. Should YU have like 25 more junior mashgichim? They don't. I don't know. They do have the money. They don't have the money. You know, we can't. We have to deal with the reality the way we have it. And the reality the way we have it is you got to reach out to the skan mashgichim. You got to reach out to Rabbanim. You got to have a Rebbe. You got to have a Rebbe. It's so important, who has time for you, who could speak to you, who could advise you. You got to have that. I can't tell you. I had Reb Mordechai Willig. You know what it's been to me in my life having Reb Mordechai Willig, that I'm so close to him? He's like my second father. I should say he's my only father right now, because my other one ain't around anymore. He's like a father to me. You know, I'm Amish run by every major life decision by him. So it's so important to have a Rebbe. Any other last comments? Yes, Shmuel. Shmuel the Chassan, right? Shmuel the Chassan.
Yes, thank you. Does Rebbe think, or does Rebbe have any etza, in terms of, let's say, a person exiting the Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael / entering into YU, sort of not harboring, sometimes like it's maybe a younger attitude of people sort of harboring some sort of, not appreciation for their upbringing, and like sort of to realize that it hasn't, you know, their life hasn't been just the last 2 years, but it was the 18 years prior that, you know, does Rebbe have any insight in terms of being able to appreciate even if a person made a stark difference or a contrast? Now he looks very different. His mindset is different. Does Rebbe have any insight in terms of being able to appreciate the first 18 years of a person's life?
Wow. That's, Now that's actually another topic that we're going to talk about. Maybe we should talk about that already next week, because it's connected to the idea of if I want to be more from than my parents, right? Remember we said we were going to talk about that. I think that's like mamish a gavaldic topic, and I think it's connected to that. But al regal achas is I very much agree with that. I very much agree with that. I believe that parents want their kids to be happy. I believe that parents want their kids to have a parnasa, and for some reason the parents are like terrified because the kid got all from, he's not going to have a parnasa. I don't know how Aleph led to Beis, except I'll tell you, in my neighborhood, I could tell you how Aleph led to Beis, because certain yeshivas, we're not going to mention them in public, like sort of encourage the kids to like learn for 20 years and just eat off their parents for 20 years. So the parents are scared of that. They don't know how they could support the kids for all these years. But in our world, I don't think most kids expect their parents. I'm very Eish Lahav about this, by the way. If you're getting married, you got to be able to support yourself. I will tell you, gentlemen, I'm in Chinuch. I never once took a penny from my parents or my in-laws. Not one penny. I sweated my own life. I hustled around my own. I was a youth director. I was a hustled from NCAA. You hustle, you got to hustle. And it's great because I'm independent. Nobody can tell me what decisions to make. Rav Shechter used to say, "Ki li Yisrael, avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim." Now, I'm not an eved to my father-in-law. I'm not an eved to anybody else. But Shmuel, in general, I totally agree with that sentiment. Eitza, how not to do that? Yeah, you're right. It's immature. I mean, kibud avim is one of the Ten Commandments. You know, there's a reason for it. I like to say, I heard from Rav Avram Shor once that the reason why the Yetzahara is spending so much time telling us how terrible we are at kibud avim, causing us to be so bad at it, is because when we figure out the secret of kibud avim, Mashiach will come. Because if every generation respects what came before it, we'll all be super Jews. Now, again, obviously, some parents were very not nice to their kids. I'm not talking about parents who are not nice to their kids and who didn't treat them well. Rahman al-Islam, there's parents who don't know how to treat their kids well. I'm not talking about that case. But if the kids want to be more firm than the parents, yeah, we have to have a kar stov. What's the eitzah how to do that? I don't know. You know, your mother walked, ran around for 9 months with you in her belly. I don't know. You got to think about that. You know how many carpools your mom did for you? And they planted the seeds. How do you think you became like that? You think you came like that because your Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael brainwashed you? If it was in you, you got it from your parents originally. And they're very proud of you. They're very proud of you. They're very happy where you are. Good parents are not gonna sit there and say you got to be exactly like this, but I want you to be exactly this from, but not like that from. You know, it's hard for some parents. We'll talk about that maybe next Monday. I think it's a phenomenal topic. Bezer Hashem, we'll talk about it more next week. It's a phenomenal topic, I agree with you 100%. You gotta have a kar stov to your parents again, unless they're making your life miserable. We'll talk about that. How do you do this? We'll talk about that more. Okay? Rabbi, thank you so much for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful night.
Thanks, Rabbi. Bye. Have your day.